Bylaws of Calvary Baptist Church, Inc., Article 1, name, the congregation shall be known as Calvary Baptist Church of Nanilchik. It is incorporated as a nonprofit corporation under the laws of the state of Alaska. Article 2, purpose. This congregation is organized as a church exclusively for charitable, religious, and educational purposes within the meaning of Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 or the corresponding provision of any future United States revenue law, comma, for such purposes, including, comma, but not limited to the following, colon. First, the salvation of souls through the presentation of the gospel in a manner consistent with Scripture and glorifying to God. Second, the spiritual growth of believers through Christian fellowship and mutual exhortation through the study, teaching, and preaching of the Word and through the worship of God as He is revealed in Jesus Christ. Third, the practice and preserving of the Christian doctrine revealed in the Scripture. Fourth, the reproving of all falsehood and unscriptural teaching. Fifth, the establishment of a pure testimony that God can use to glorify and make Himself known. Article 3, Statement of Faith. We believe that a careful study of the Bible will clarify the need for a unified statement of faith. True fellowship and union can be realized only on the basis of truth. Therefore, the believers of Calvary Baptist Church are admonished to be in agreement with each other and avoid divisions concerning our stand on and practice of the doctrines of the faith. The statement of faith does not exhaust the extent of our faith. The Bible itself is the sole and final source of all that we believe. We do believe, however, that the foregoing statement of faith accurately represents the teaching of the Bible and therefore is binding upon all members. All literature other than the Bible used in the church shall be in complete agreement with the statement of faith. Section 1, the Scriptures. We believe that the Old and New Testament Scriptures, as originally written by holy men of God who were moved by the Holy Spirit, were God-breathed both equally and fully in all parts. We believe these Scriptures, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, called the Bible, are completely without error and are therefore the final authority in all matters. We believe the Bible is the only infallible guide for faith and practice and is sufficient for all of man's needs. We believe that although the Bible has been translated into many other languages over hundreds of years, God has preserved for us a dependable book. Section 2, the true God. We believe that there is one and only one living and true God who is an infinite intelligent spirit, perfect in all his attributes. One in essence, but eternally existing in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We believe that God is the creator of all things that exist in the universe, and that his creative work, according to Genesis 1, was done in six literal 24-hour days. Section 3, the Father. We believe in the fatherhood of God because he is the creator of mankind and everything living. In special sense, he is the father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who took on flesh and blood to become sacrifice for sins. In a spiritual sense, we believe that all those who are saved by grace through faith in Christ alone are called children of God. Section 4, the Son. We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is fully God and fully man, who is co-equal and co-eternal with the Father. We believe that Christ was virgin-born and that his human nature was begotten by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin. Christ was therefore sinless in nature as well as in deed. We believe that the death of Christ and the shedding of his blood on the cross was voluntary, substitutionary, and redemptive. We believe that upon the basis of that death, the believing sinner is freed from punishment, declared righteous, given eternal life, and admitted to the family of God. We believe that Christ rose from the dead with a body of flesh and bones on the third day, and after 40 days ascended bodily to the right hand of the Father, where he is now ministering as advocate and high priest in behalf of believers. We believe in the personal, imminent, and bodily return of Christ for his church. Section 5, the Holy Spirit. We believe the Holy Spirit is a person of the Godhead because he possesses all the attributes of personality and of deity. He is equal with the Father and the Son and is of the same nature. He convicts unbelievers of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He is the agent of the new birth who immediately places or baptizes the new believer into the body of Christ. And we will pick this up again next week. To be continued. To be continued. That's for those who attend Sunday evening. We've been reading the Holy Word by John Bunyan, and when I say to be continued, all the young people do that. Let's pray. Our most blessed and gracious Father and God, in Jesus' name and for His sake, we thank You, Lord, that we can gather together in the name of Christ, through His exaltation by the Holy Spirit, and for, Father, Your glory. We ask, Father, that You'll minister unto us, that we are here to worship You in spirit and in truth, and that in so doing, that You'll minister unto us, that we may learn how to worship You better, to worship You more boldly, to worship You with godly fear, and in that reverence, to love You more thoroughly, as much as a sinner saved by grace is able. We love You, Lord, and thank You, and as we continue to worship You in song and throughout the service, continue to minister unto us that You may be glorified. Accept our worship today, Lord. Accept our worship from these feeble lips, these frail minds and bodies, but may they be covered in all of God's grace through the Lord Jesus Christ. We love You and thank You in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen. Brother Caleb?